Welcome to Write Angels and Polo Bears, a podcast about editing words in all sorts of contexts. I am Adrienne Montgomery, Sci Editor. On this episode, I will revisit one of the first posts I made on copyediting.com. I was thinking about what it meant to be a Canadian editor, because they asked me to write a weekly column about editing from a Canadian perspective. And I thought, geez, you know, so much of it is the same everywhere. English has the same issues. We follow a lot of the same style guides. So what makes us uniquely Canadian? Well, spelling, of course, that is different. I'll talk about that more in another episode. But if I had to pick out the single biggest difference between Canada and the US from a copy editing perspective, I would say Tim Hortons. No, Canadians don't carry guns for protection, and we don't carry flags wherever we go. But those differences pale in comparison to our dedication to this coffee chain. We even set up an outlet in Afghanistan to serve our troops. You would be right to argue that there are more important cultural distinctions between us than our retailers. Would a non-Canadian editor be able to vet the cliches and idioms, excise the racial slurs, ensure the word choice fits the context, check that allusions are used in meaningful ways for a Canadian audience? This is an increasingly relevant question as more and more editing gets outsourced to cheaper labor overseas. Let's look at one thing. Breaking Bad, the TV show. How would a Canadian editor edit that? If it was set in Canada, it would have been very different. Hank simply would have received cancer treatment with no bill. Many people have pointed this out. Not a premise for a show. Boring. A Canadian editor might have salvaged the series by changing what was wrong with Hank, or moving him to an out-of-province location where he got an injury. Those aren't covered by our medical care. Well, largely not covered. Or maybe they would make the scenario about paying for nursing home fees. Canada and the US share the same early British influences, and some of the French. We also share the juggernaut of Hollywood, and some of the indigenous peoples. Those are not represented by our north-south border. Indigenous peoples existed here long before our two countries, of course. Our shared cultural experience means that Canadian readers might reasonably be expected to know Shakespeare, just like US readers, and also Gilligan's Island, Big Macs. And then there's the quintessential Canadian content, like that show from your childhood, Passepartout, Timbits, Beaver Tales, Mucklucks. Satellite TV, radio, and the interwebs have reduced the market share that Canadian culture makes up in Canada. We get a lot more from around the globe, just like the US. Memes, references, and quotations are starting to come at us from all directions in the English-speaking world. And sometimes translations, too. Even more challenging for an editor is the regional nuances. If you look at Canada in St. John's, Quebec, Victoria, and Whitehorse, you're going to see very different Canadas. Just like you see different US expressions in Texas, California, New York, New Mexico, they're drastically different versions of America. Editors with intimate knowledge of the region would yield better results in editing that content. It would be hard to learn the intricacies of any culture in a short time, but there are a few references you can help that will help you edit for a Canadian audience. I'll put these links in the show notes as well. Here are my suggestions. Listen to talk radio from across the country. You can do it on CBC One online. Watch stand-up comedians, such as those in the Montreal's Just for Laughs festival. Watch any comedy from Canada. Canadian comics have a reputation for infiltrating Hollywood, so you'll see them everywhere. Watch Hockey Night in Canada. It's weekly during hockey season, I understand. Don Cherry is the big personality there, and he might be another one of our defining Canadian cultural points. To understand Canadians, you would have to eat ethnic food every day. but never from the same ethnicity 2 days in a row. We like our change. You need to pay for things in loonies and toonies, but not with pennies anymore. And here are some books you can read. Only in Canada, you say? That's full of vocabulary and regionalisms and how we use them. A Brief History of Canada. It's actually about the settlers and the founding of Canada and the split between US and Canada. And I highly recommend any posts from Canada Cool online, because she amasses all sorts of interesting facts that most of us don't even know. Also, Editing Canadian English. That's a title from the Editors Association of Canada. Put that on your shelf. They're working on an update, but the old one is very valuable. It covers legal issues as well as language and the distinctly Canadian preferences. I hope you'll leave comments on the site or tweet me at SciEditor. That's SCI as in science, editor. To find links that I mentioned in the podcast, check the show notes at dameditors.ca. That is dameditors.ca. In the next podcast, I'll talk more about those spelling differences. Thanks for listening.